End of this shlok. This is the back end of this shlok.
You should tell shlok also.
Ne? This is shlok kachit karambujam. This is this shlok in the Rasa Shastra.
Yes. Okay.
And all what I am telling all are the background from Ujjvalit.
Yes.
No? By this you can, by your own, you can understand these things. Otherwise, you will not understand all these things. Then, Swit Paksha of Srimati Radhika, having the same mood, but percentage is some less, that is Suhit Paksha. These are something, there are something, they are not they are not willing to do. And Radhika ji se kuch bhav mein bhav waisa nahi hai, then they are Suhit Paksha. They can help them. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champak, Lata, all Swapaksha means they are wanting Ishta Sadhan and Anishta Badhak. They are Shyamala and like Shyamala. There are so many Sakhi. They are Sohitru Radhika. But not like them. Like Lalita Vishakha. So they are Sohit Paksha. Now, I have told you that the mood which is nearer, that is Madhya Bhava, is called Suhid of Madhya. And nearer to Tadiya, there are Suhid of Tadiya. So Bhadra is of Madhya. No, Tadiya. Some little Madhya. So it is Suhid of
Shyamala.
And Shyamala is Suhid of Srimati Radhika. No? So we see that in morning, daily Shyamala comes to Srimati Radhika to hear all these things, nectar of what was coming in the night. But again she goes away. And she is Yutheshwari. Bhadraji is also Yutheshwari. Four Yutheshwari. Chandravali, Bhadra, Radhika and Shyamala. But Lalita, Vishakha, eight Sakhis, and also Padma, Shabda and eight Sakhis, are also Yutheshwari. Even Rup Manjari has the quality to be a Yutheshwari. But they serve Radhika. Like manner, Shabda and Padma are Yutheshwari, but they are left. They are forgotten their Yutheshwari bhava. And they want to serve Krishna through Chandravali. Now, what is the relation between Srimati Radhika and Suhit bhava of Chandravali? That is Bhadra. Simply be tatastha of
Radhika.
Means?
More near to Chandravali, but like neutral.
Like neutral means no anisht badak, no isht badak. Not that. Sing Srimati Radhika. They will not add marefully to Radhika. Because they are tadiya bhav in Bhadra. So she will want to be tapast. If there will come occasion, they will want to meet Krishna with Chandravati. And for Shyamala, she will be tatastha with Chandravali. But if any occasion will come, she can help Srimati Radhika. Always eager to help Radhika. But not fully as Srimati Lalita Vishakha. There are some categories also. All standing on the basis of Tadiya and Madiya. So in Srimad Bhagavat here, Kachit Karam Bhujam Saure Jagrihe Anjalini Muda Anjalina Muda Kachit Dadhar Tarbahum Anse Nast Chandarushitam Bhushitam. Here, seven kind of gopis has been described in coming slokas. Seven kinds of gopis. Four, these. Fifth, Lalita. Second and third, Padma and Bhadra, Padma, Shabya, Lalita, and anyone else. We will describe here. Here he is telling, he has divided in two parts, Tadiya and Madiya. First group is of Tadiya, and second group is here, Swapaksh, Sohid of Tadiya is among first. No? In first group, Tadiya and the Sohid of Tadiya. And in second group, Madiya and his group. And rest will be told later on. Here first, Kachit Karam Bhujam, Saure. Saure means, I have told you, because Sukadeva Goswami is somewhat angry to Krishna. Gopis are so saral, simple, not simple.
Straightforward. Straightforward.
No. But Sarl Siddhi hai. Not. Sarl Siddhi, tu bahut saral hai.
Liberal?
Simple terms.
Simple ka gaya. Simple mane dress se simple bhi ho sakta hai.
Simple terms, mood bhi hai.
Sab mila karke.
Simple terms.
Very simple in thoughts and everything. Very simple, no crooked.
No. Good way or?
Good way.
Simple.
Gopis are simple. But Gopit has offered herself, themselves, in the lotus foot of Krishna. They have left their houses, husbands, and everything. Their singar, you know, their singar, ornaments, everything. They were doing kajal. Only that was touched in the eyes and they left and they ran away for Krishna. They were serving their husbands. They were distributing foods to their husbands. They were preparing chapati and all other things for their husbands and children. Everything they forget as they ran away to Krishna. But Krishna is so crooked that gopis were missing Krishna and they were searching Krishna. They became mad for Krishna and they were ready to give their lives from heard, their life came up to here. Only it was some baki, some rest. Otherwise, if they have come to mouth or eyes or... But Krishna seeing everything, knowing everything, and he was not coming to gopis. So, oh, you are very Bahadur. Bahadur means? Bahadur means what?
Clever.
Bahadur means? Khubir. बहुत बहादुर तुम है, बहुत वीर है तुम। तुम लोगों ने गोपियों को रुला दिया, बहुत वीर बने हो। यू आर सो ब्रेव, यू आर सो पावर, पावरफुल, पावरफुल सिपाही, सिपाही यू नो, सोल्जर, योद्धा। दैट यू हैव make gopis weeping. So you are very Bahadur. If you can make weep to Kansa and Jarasandha, you are certainly a brave man. But to make weep gopis, it is not a very good thing. So he is angry somehow. So he is calling that Shore. Sur, Sur mane veer. Sur means Birmane Bir.
So it's saying Kshatriya.
Kshatriya. Kshatriyas are very fond of battling. So you are a battling man. So if you, in battle you can parajit kar dega to, defeat them, it is very good. To defeat gopis is not so good. So he is called. So gopis are seeing that Krishna is coming very slowly to us in a sweet mood, some shame, some smiling, some eyes down, in a mood that I should pray you, you should मुझको क्षमा करें, एक्सक्यूजर्स, आई हैव डन सम रॉन्ग, हैविंग रैप्ड हिज पीताम्बर इन अ मूड ऑफ प्रेइंग, ही इज कमिंग, गोपीज सा कृष्ण, दे आर अबाउट टू डाई, दे गॉट सम स्ट्रेंथ, दे स्टूड अप, एंड दे बिकेम ऑल्सो smiling face. Now, when Krishna came, Krishna sat down, they also sat down, some were standing also. There were so many Yudhishthiras, lakhs and lakhs Yudhishthiras. So, in one youth, they collected their bell. Dupatta means? What is the meaning of dupatta? What is dupatta? Dupatta? You know dupatta?
Yes.
Dupatta, why dupatta? One patta, two patta. One for Krishna and other for, one end for them. And another end for Krishna, do patta. So, one kachit, kachit mane anyone.
One of them.
He took the hands of Krishna in their hands. And kachit dadhara tadbahu anse Chandana Bhushitam. And another gopi took the arms of Krishna on his soldier, on her soldier. Both are sitting. No? Who met first Krishna and went nearer and catch hold of his hands in her hands? Who is he? Prominent of all. And who should be named? Why? Because this is Dakshinya Bhav. Oh, where you are? Where? I was dying. As you are not remembering me. And began to weep. 1, 2, 3 drops. Today was. Stop anywhere. Without a semicolon, full stop. So fourth slok. Kachit karam bhujam saure jagrihe anjilina amuda kachit dadhara tadbahu manse chandana bhushita. Jiva Goswami is telling that this gopi who is taking the lotus feet of lotus hands of Krishna in their hands, she is sitting nearer to Krishna, and now she is so happy, and she is mridu. Mridu means
mild,
and sakha parayat vasya. Sakya but having a mood of Vasi. And Kanta Paradhina. And she is in order of Krishna. Krishna Vasi Bhuta. And also Dakshina. I have explained Dakshina and Bama. She is Dakshina. Who is she? She is the main among all these. Those who have tadiya bhava, she is best of them. She came at once and catch hold of lotus hands of Krishna in her lotus hands. Especially, she was so much tired in searching Krishna there. For a long time she was searching and weeping, so she was tired. Now she has come. And she at once sat down where Krishna was sitting. It is not written by what hand, left or right, she has caught hold of right or left hand. But what she has caught hold of what hand, by what hand? Jiva Goswami is supposing that she is sitting in the left hand of Krishna. Because marriaged wives can sit in the left hand of. So she is thinking that I am order of Krishna. So she must be sitting in left hand of Krishna. In left hand, this hand, she is having the left hand of Krishna. No? And other kachit dadhara tad bahum anse chandana bhushitam. Another gopi came and she also sat near Krishna. And he took the hands of Krishna on her shoulder. She is Prakhara. The first one was the Madhu. But she is Prakhara. He has not taken his hand, Krishna hands in his laps or anywhere. Here. Na? Prakhara. And Vyakta Sakhya. Not a, like Dasamishra. Sakhi Bhav. Money. Same as Krishna. She is not Paradhina like first Chandravati. She has some also mood of Bhamya Bhav, but yet Paradhina. So she should be Suhrid of Chandravati. But yet she is Dakshina also. 60% Dakshina and only 40% Bhamya Bhav. And she actually whole thing first Chandravali, Dakshina Bhav, Mridu, and having all the qualities of Tadiya Bhav. She is also of Tadiya Bhav, but something she has of Madhya Bhav also. So she is Suhridav, and that is called Bhadra. The name of this Sakhi is Bhadra. In four, first is Swapaksha, Swa himself, Chandravali. Then Suhitpaksha is Bhadra, but she is Tatastha of Srimati Radhika. Here, she was sitting in Kunj. All were sitting in Kunj. All were searching Krishna. So, from where this Tambul Vitika came? Tambul Vitika? Pan ki Bidi? You know Tambul Vitika?
Tambul is Betelnut.
Betelnut. From where? Who gave? Oh, Jogmai is managed from all these things. Chandan, Tambul, Vetika, and all the things for Shringa. Everything is managing Jogmaya. You have read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Yes.
You understand? You can read and you can see.
Sukadeva Goswami describes the loving behavior in their individual ecstatic moods of some of the principal gopis in the five verses beginning Kachin. His lotus hand means, in particular, his right hand, as will be made clear in the explanation of the second half of this verse.
First took the right hand of Chandravali, right hand. Because she is sitting in front, then right hand will be on left of Chandravali, like us. No?
Yes.
So, she is taken. And the second gopi, Bam, Bahu on her right shoulder. Then?
She grabbed. Implies that she did this out of eagerness to touch him, based on her shy affection for him. This gopi, since she touches the Lord with reverence, has the kind of affection which is called ghee-like.
Huh?
Like ghee.
Ghee, meaning ghrita-sneha. She has ghrita-sneha. It comes in tadiya-bhava. Srimati Chandravali has more ghritasneha. She has some lace, and also in lace, she has some madhusneha also. So she is suhi. Again?
Being based on identifying herself as belonging to him. That means tadiyabha. Subservient to her lover, she is a right-wing gopi, Dakshini. And because she is the first to speak, she is understood as the oldest of all of them.
And she is Shyamala.
No, this is Chandravali.
Chandravali.
First.
And second is Shyamala, not Bhadra. I have told wrong name. She is Shyamala because she has some Bhamya Bhava. But yet she is Dakshini. Then?
Another gopi takes his arm, which is smeared with chandan, this being his left arm, as it is fitting that she should stand to the left side of her lover. This second gopi, since she is taking it upon herself to embrace him while still retaining a semblance of reverence, has the kind of affection known as honey-like, mixed somewhat with ghee-like affection. Thus she is manifesting intimate friendship, as if her lover were under her control, and at the same time remains to an extent right-wing.
Still right, but some mixing, madhusneh, so it should be Shyamala. The next slok. Kachit anjalina grihanat tanmi tambulla charvicham ekatadangri kamalam santaptastanayorathat. Kachit anjalina, this is called anjali. What is this English word?
Folded hands.
Folded hand. This is folded hand?
But it's open folded.
Both.
There's difference between this and this. This is to take something and this is to pray. To what folded hand? Any special word? In Sanskrit, this, the words, words, भार वहन करते हैं
carry
carry the same sense as in this word anjalina, not folded hand like this. This is folded hand also. Sometimes gopi do that like this, don't come. काचित अंजलना ग्रहणात तन्मी, तन्मी मीन्स वेरी सुंदरी, ब्यूटीफुल, सो ब्यूटीफुल.
ग्रहणा तांबुल भी चार बीज था, तांबुल बेटल नेट विच वॉज दरस हैज बीन टेकन एंड एका तदंग्री कमलम संतप्ता स्तनियोर दधत एंड अनदर took the lotus feet of Krishna upon their breast because heart was so tapta, heart burning because of virah vedana. So now to make it
cool
and the lotus feet of Krishna is so cool, so he wanted to make her heart so cool, so she took it. Now you cannot go leaving us. I have taken your feet here so that you cannot run, you cannot go. Here both Sakhi, here Jiva Goswami is telling, Tanvi and both are very beautiful. It means when it is taking the battle lance of Krishna, it is Dakshina Bhav. Rightest, Dakshina Bhav. And also Tadiya Bhav. And it seems that she is serving to first man in same category. This is Sapaksha of Chandravati. In this first this is look, it is not written that from whom mouth they took battle net. But Prakaran means the subject is going on with Krishna, because Krishna was sitting, Krishna was giving darshan, he was coming to Gopi. So by this subject matter we can see that she took the battle net from the mouth of Krishna. Who will take? Radhika will not take. She will ready to give her battle net to Krishna. Only you should take. Why laughing? So it is in the category of Dakshina Bhav, in not Vama Bhav. But if Lalita and Dhanishtha will give Radhika, she will take it at once and divide in Sakhis and she will take it. But directly she will not take. If Krishna give him a lotus flower, no, she will not take. But at once Chandrali will take. She is taking battle net by one hand. She is so kamalangi, soft body, so soft body, like petal of lotus. She cannot take by one hand. Tambul Bhitika is very little. She could have taken it by one hand, but no. Anjalina, she is so krishangi, she is so
lean and thin.
linen thin, not everywhere, here, that she cannot have the weight of tambul by one hand. She will
fall over.
She will do it double. So he. And because she was searching Krishna without eating, without drinking, without breathing, and she is tired also, so by Anjani. This down. How? This like maid servant. So it is also a sakhi of very near and dear sakhi to Chandra. He had not given them, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has discovered that man also. She is also mridu like Chandravali, but not so climax. Mridu means?
Mild.
Mild talk. She can talk. Where you have gone? We are so dukhi.
Unhappy.
Unhappy by you. You should not go. Are you not seeing my sakhi? How she is sad. How she has become mad. You should not treat like so. So she is mridu. If you go, we will live our life. Like this. Mridu. She knows that Krishna did offense. She cannot tell that you should return. And where you were, you should go. But Lalita Vishakha, Lalita can't tell, not Vishakha. Lalita can't tell. And Srimati also can tell Lalita by eyes of corner. That tell him that he at once returned where he was. So she was seeing from a very distant place like this. She was so angry. And in that mood, after that it will come. Another gopi, more mridu and more nearer to Chandravali, dakhinna bhav and having tadiya bhav and also as a dashi, she took the feet, lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. And I have explained that it was so cool that she wanted to cool her heart. This is also a sakhi, but having carrying a mood of dasya bhav, dashi, like Chandravali. And she is next to Chandravali, that is Padma. Padma and Shabya are both like Lalita Vishakha of Ashra Sakhi of Radhika. They are Ashra Sakhi of Chandravali. She is Prakhara, Lalita. She is also Prakhara, but Mridu Prakhara. There are so many kinds of Prakhara. She is also in control of his Kant. Kant means Krishna. We should see Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Those who, one sakhi who took the, you can read and I will explain. You can read English.
Because she took the betel nut with her folded palms, this gopi has a friendship.
Folded palm.
This
is Dashi with a Maitri combined, not in Bhamya Bhav. And she is nearer sitting. Radhika and his associates are some
Distance.
She is also in the control of Krishna. So she must be Sabya. What are the qualities I have told in morning of Swapaksha, Ishta Sadhan, Anisht Badak? Both are same, Ishta Sadhak and Anisht Badak. And Vipaksha to them, Ishta Badak, Anishta Sadhak. For Chandravali, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, all. They are Ishta Badak and Anishta Sadhak. And Swapaksha, Ishta Sadhak, Anishta Badak. कुछ समझ रही? देखो, जैसे देखो, यू कैन सी हाउ इट इज. वंस कृष्ण वाज मीटिंग इन पांडेरवन विद गोपीज, ऑल गोपीज वाज गैदर्ड देयर, ऑल वर प्लेइंग डूइंग विलास, श्रीमती राधिका, ललिता, विशाखा, रूप मंजरी एंड ऑल अदर Gopis, Swapaksha. In the meantime, Chandravali, Padma, the Sakhi of Chandravali, has some parrot. And that parrot went to Padma and told that, oh, all are playing in Pandirvan. She went straight to Javat and told mother Jatila, that post, mother, take my pranam, namaskar. I have come to see my sakhi, Srimati Radhika. Is she in home? She will know, she searched. Where she is? I know where she is. She is playing very in happy mood with Krishna in Pandirvan, and your praise is going over whole world, that your Badu is so good, of good character. Hearing this fact, she became furious, so furious, and took a stick on her hand and went to, because she was old, she went just to the kuti of Yogmaya, Purnima, Purnamasi, and told that you praise always to my daughter-in-law. Do you know where she is? She is playing with Krishna and our whole cool
family
are ruined just. You should come and we should see she is in Pandirvan, playing with all gopis. Yogmaya told that this fact is quite wrong. It will not be so. She became pleased and told that I am coming with you. And at once she went to Mukhara and caught hold of her. See how your Natini, the mother of Kritika is Mukhara, and the mother of granddaughter of Srimati Radhika is Mukhara, and she daily comes to Javat to see Radhika, and she loves so much. So Mukhara and the Jatila are friends, so she took her also, and these three went, and his husband also, Abhimanyu, went with them with a very mota,
big
bamboo, that I will see Krishna and I will see my wife. They all four went there. In the midday, a parrot of Krishna, that is Suki, Daksha, she was so clever. daksha. Brahman is expert in everything. See, I once told to Vishakha that they are four coming to see Krishna. So beware, be careful. In the meantime, Vishakha went there. She is East Sadhak or East Badhak? Vishakha. East Sadhak of Radhika. How they can meet and there would not come any blame. So she is careful for this. So to escape Srimati Radhika and Krishna, she took, she managed. She went there and told Srimati Radhika, at once she should walk from here. And she managed Suval to wear all the dress of Radhika. And he looks like as Radha. And all Sakhi went, at once went out of that kunj. And only the Krishna Sakha were sitting. And some Sakha wearing the dress of Lady.